Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, so let's immediately start with the breaking news that many of you woke up to, and that is that Iran was attacked by Israel. This was a retaliatory strike, very clearly. It was also a strike that was limited, and it was clearly a strike designed to show Iran that they could penetrate the air defense systems of Iran. This was to let them know we can come after your targets whenever we want to and you cannot stop us. There was one headline this morning that said Israel gets revenge against Iran, strikes multiple areas. I couldn't disagree more with that headline. This was not getting revenge. Let me say that again. Israel did not get revenge. Israel sent a clear message, a very clear message. That this was, number one, limited, and it was to clearly show that we can penetrate your air defense easily, and next time we can do whatever we want to do. I'm not the only one, by the way, that's saying this. I'm going to play you some audio. I haven't even heard this audio yet. Someone sent it to me and said, hey, MSNBC is saying that the Israeli strike on Iran was limited. It absolutely was. It was not a true show of power or even you could say an equal response to what Iran did last week. Listen.
Dravidis, what's your best read on what happened last night and what's been happening over the last 12 to 24 hours?
I think it was indeed a muted strike, a limited strike. Clearly, Israel, as we talked about earlier in the week, Joe, had a basket of options here. They could have gone big. There were certainly voices in Israel calling for that. They could have simply left it as cyber, non-kinetic kind of operation. They chose, as you and I talked about a few days ago, kind of in the middle. And I think what they sought to do and they accomplished was to show that they can penetrate Iranian air defenses. We'll know a bit more here over the next 24, 48 hours as battle damage assessments come out. But I, for one, believe that we're now in a 90% probability that this will settle down, go back into the shadows, follow a path of de-escalation. I think there's still a 10% chance it could flare up in a bigger way. And I'll close by giving you a couple indicators to watch over the next few days. Richard Engel mentioned one of them, which are the public statements coming out from Tehran and Jerusalem. Those are reassuring at the moment. Number two is activity from Hezbollah to the north? Are they going to ramp up, be unleashed by Tehran? They've got 100,000 plus missiles. That's the threat I think our Israeli friends are watching for this morning. And then third and finally, you know, the admiral's going to say it. Watch what happens at sea. If Iran really wants to retaliate and go largely back against Jerusalem, they could do it at sea against Israeli shipping, or they could close the Strait of Hormuz. Final thought, those are small probabilities at this point. I think we're probably in a position to see things settle down. Let's hope so.
Now, I want you to understand who that was just speaking there, and this is important. That's the former NATO Supreme Allied Commander. He has dealt with a lot of this. He is a NBC, MSNBC commentator. He's not a very political person, as you can tell in his assessment. I heard that for the first time because it just happened as you were hearing it. And that is exactly the same assessment that I just gave you beforehand, which is that this is probably going to de-escalate. Now, what this also means is Israel did what I'm not sure I would have been capable of doing. They held back after their people had been slaughtered, after an onslaught of drone and missile attacks that numbered more than 300, trying to wipe out and indiscriminately kill people. You have to understand about the attack that Iran did on Israel. It was not targeting buildings. It was not targeting targets. You look at the Israeli strike. It was insanely limited, first off, and it was targeting certain targets specifically that were not civilian targets, unlike what happened last week. Now, before Iran's attack on Israel last week, and this comes into American foreign policy and something you need to understand, President Joe Biden had a one-word message for Tehran. Don't. Guess what? They didn't listen. Why? Because they know the United States of America right now is weak. And in the aftermath of the attack, Biden didn't utter that one-word advice publicly. But it was fairly obvious that his administration wanted the Israelis to do exactly that. Don't respond. Axios even reported that Biden had told the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu that the United States, quote, would not support any counterattack launch by the Israelis, and that, to quote the president, you got to win, take the win. Now, the definition of the win that the president was referring to, which is the most insane part of all, is that you didn't die. People didn't die on mass numbers. You shot down and the Iron Dome worked. So you got to win, take a win. That's like someone shooting at you, they miss, you know who they are, and then someone tells you not to respond or not to retaliate because you're like, well, you got to win. You didn't die. Are you kidding me? That's insane logic. And that is the president of the United States of America yet again showing extreme weakness, which worries me about attacks that could happen in this country at the hands of terrorists coming across our southern border, just like that attack in Israel. Now, that's also, as one put it, a very interesting Biden foreign policy definition of a win. Now, it quickly became apparent as well that the Israeli government wasn't going to take that advice. And by the way, they shouldn't have. They should not have taken that advice. And you look at the ABC News reports. I go back to that. The missile launches followed Iran's attack last Saturday, where the country sent a volley of more than 300 uncrewed drones and missiles towards targets throughout the country, Israeli military officials previously said. What we find out was there really wasn't targets. It was indiscriminate shooting into Israel. It was just about mass chaos and mass casualties. That was their goal. CNN also reported that explosions have been heard at two sites in the province of an area where their nuclear program is believed to be, as well as an airport and an army base. The sites weren't named, by the way, by ABC News, but according to the New York Post, several explosions were heard across the country in the early hours of Friday morning. Missiles had been used. The Times of Israel also said this morning that the strikes were centered around an area which is the home of some of Iran's nuclear facilities. It said the attacks were carried out with drones, not missiles. That's coming from the Times of Israel. Now, the Israel launching of these missiles, making it clear they were going after military targets, not just an attack on Iran is one of the most limited, okay, one of the most limited responses we've ever seen. The Times of Israel reporting this morning that an official had said that the strikes were, in their words, limited in nature and were aimed at Iranian military targets. Officials in Tehran initially played down the attack, first telling Reuters that explosions heard in the region were a result of the activation of Iran's air defense system. That's a lie. And Iranian officials told Reuters on Friday, adding that no missile attacks were carried out against Iran. That's also a lie. We've seen the video. One other thing that is interesting about this de-escalation now, will this go backwards, right? Will we move backwards and not forward? Is the Iranian Minister of Foreign Affairs. He has come out, and this is what he has said this morning, moments ago, in an interview with CNN.
In case the Israeli regime embarks on adventurism again and takes action against the interests of Iran, the next response from us will be immediate and at a maximum level.
So they're even saying, in essence, okay, we're not going to respond. Why? Because what they understand is they are basically defenseless against a major air attack from Israel. Israel just sent a very clear message. You ever do that again, and this is how quickly we can get through your air defenses, and this is how quickly we can own you. It's actually that clear. That's it. Full stop.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I also want you to understand something else, and this is coming from the Iranian foreign minister as well. Not only do they say, well, if Israel takes action again, the next response from us will be immediate. The Iranian foreign minister of foreign affairs also said this, which is a lie about their intentions.
Our objective was to warn, as to send a clear message to be received by the government of Israel and to let it know that we do have the means to respond. I will repeat again. We never seek the expansion of chaos and warfare and tensions in the region.
That's a lie. You had an attack that was a 9/11 style attack. And an attack that was a 9/11 style attack that killed, and you still have hostages. Iran was responsible for the first attack on the people 6 months ago that are still being held hostage. They helped train, facilitate, organize, and fund the attack on the innocent men, women, children, infants, and great-great-grandparents and grandparents. They helped train the terrorists that came in and stabbed innocent little Jewish children and babies to death, raped them, put them in ovens and cooked them. It was genocide. That was a day of genocide. They were there to wipe out all the Jews. They were also sending a clear message that they were, Israel was vulnerable. That was part of their other part of their mission. And they took hostages to have leverage. And then you've seen the anti-Israel, anti-Semitic chanting that's happened around literally all over this country on college campuses. We saw it yesterday in New York City at a major college campus. And this was their goal. And now you have a president that can't come out and support Israel because the polling number shows him that the majority of young people are anti-Israel. They're anti-Semites. They're bigots. They're racists. And they hate Israel. That is the Democratic Party, which is, they're not even Democrats. They're masquerading as Democrats. They're Marxists, they're socialists, and they're communists. And they hate the Jews. The Democratic Party as a whole hates the Jews. And we have a president that is not standing behind the Jewish people. And so when Iran's foreign minister comes out to CNN and says, we'll never seek the expansion of chaos in the region, the follow-up question is, well, you're full of you-know-what, but they let him keep talking. The follow-up should have been, that is a lie. You guys just helped aid and abet and train. Okay, you guys just trained the people to commit these heinous crimes. That's what you just did. You gave them the tools and the drones necessary. I also sit there, and when they say that they never want the expansion in the region, right, as they just described, Iran is responsible for killing more American soldiers through roadside bomb attacks and explosives than any other country during the longest war in American history in Afghanistan and Iran, or I should say Iraq. There's blood on the hands and a lot of dead bodies that were facilitated and orchestrated by Iran. Iran also gave safe haven to the worst terrorists in the world that we were trying to kill. The worst terrorists in the world. ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists used Iran as a safe haven after they would attack. They would go there and train and plan their attacks. And Iran would give them the weaponry and the explosives and the roadside bombs needed to kill American soldiers. I would also make it clear we don't hold them accountable for that. And if you want to know just how weak the President of the United States of America is, and this is maybe the most important point I'm going to make. The President of the United States of America still has not come out and done anything from a sanctions standpoint, not even passing new sanctions, just enforcing the sanctions that we already have on Iranian oil, has not done a single thing to stop or hurt or take away financially what Iran needs to continue these types of attacks and wars. We have Iranian oil embargoes right now. We're just not enforcing them. They are selling record number of barrels of oil per day that are against the sanctions, but we're not enforcing the sanctions. So what is the point of a sanction if you never enforce the sanctions? That is Joe Biden. And it's costing people their lives. It's costing instability in the Middle East, which you never want. And we have a president that now has opened up our southern border to terrorists that are coming across our southern border. This is a problem. Do I hope that this cools off? Yes, I do. Does it look like it will at the moment? Yes. Could it change? Of course it could. It could change in 2 seconds. No doubt about it. But what I hope is that America will get their heads out of the rear end at some point, the Biden administration, and do everything they can to actually protect and defend this country and our ally Israel. And I don't believe they're going to do that.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.